This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When lay people think about the restaurant business, it's usually stuff like who the chef is, what her specialties are, maybe where said restaurant is, not average check size or how many tables the place can turn every night. And yet a chef's intuition might do well to be partnered with big data. That's the gist of a new book by entrepreneur Damian McGavero. He founded a company called Avera, which sells data software to restaurants. And the book is about the metrics of restauranting in America. It's called The Underground Culinary Tour. Damian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about first of all, how you came to this. Now, we should say at the start, you founded a company some number of years ago that did big data for restaurants.
Yes, I was a former restaurateur and would ask very simple questions to my chefs and managers, things like, who are your top and bottom servers? Why did your food costs go up? Why did your labor costs go up? And they basically gave me blank stares and wrong answers. And I thought to myself, is it just my restaurant group or is it the industry? And so I started the company Avera by bringing together a chef, a restaurant manager, a sommelier, and three techies. Huh. And together, we built a team and grew Avera from my studio apartment to now it's 10,000 restaurants in 70 countries.
Like all good startups, you started in your own bedroom. What did you all measure? I mean, is it like, you know, average serving time? Is it what kind of payment form the customer gives? I mean, what are the metrics?
Yeah, so it's like Moneyball for restaurants. Hmm. The data actually provides a baseball card equivalent. And instead of runs batted in or home runs or on base percentage, it actually will show things like, well, how often are you selling appetizers or how often are you selling desserts or bottles of wine and things like table turn time. And so that really helps restaurateurs better train their staff in the areas they need it.
So I get that restauranting is an extremely low profit margin business and you got to turn the tables and all of that jazz. But if I'm like a restaurant floor manager or a waiter or maybe even down to like a busboy, it's a little bit big brother, man.
Well, data is an important part of so many industries. And the restaurant industry is really catching up to other industries that use data. And the way I look at it is that the data is actually the secret ingredient, if you will, to a great guest experience because you really can't manage what you can't measure.
So if it's all about uniformity, I imagine then that's good for restaurants that, and this is going to sound more boring than I mean it, serve the same thing all the time. But what if you're in a restaurant that changes seasonally or is more artisanal, I guess would be the phrase?
Yeah, I think that, the artisanal part of the business will never go away. In fact, the reason why I wrote this book, it's called The Underground Culinary Tour, based on a real tour. We actually host restaurant CEOs 15 stops in 25 hours. And wow. In there, we run to really help them understand where the future restaurant consumer is going. Because trends that used to take 20 years going from like a New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco, they now, because of social media and technology, they may take 6 to 12 months. And so it's really the backstory of how our dining experience is being transformed by not just the use of data and technology, but the adaptation of trends.
What then do you see as the sort of the food trends, the restaurant trends, not the food trends, but the restaurant business trends in, you know, the next like 18 months?
I believe that food will be a major real estate anchor. What used to be a Macy's or a Bloomingdale's is now being really changed. Now food is the real estate anchor. And for example, this whole notion of food halls.
In Manhattan, there's that thing called Eataly, right?
That's right. Eataly's been on our underground culinary tour as a Avera customer. I mean, you can have so many different experiences with under one roof. But imagine that type of a concept really throughout the country, not just in big cities, but also in secondary cities as well.
It's a book called The Underground Culinary Tour. It's about metrics and restaurants, big data and restaurants, by Damian McGavero. Damian, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Kai.